Hi, I hope you've enjoyed watching our posts and listening to our stories. We spoke to Anthony Bryant a little while ago, and Anthony was telling us about when he was 6 years old and he had a brain tumor surgery after his parents really fought to find out why he was feeling poorly all the time. So he had his surgery, but whilst he was having his surgery, he had a stroke. Now, Anthony grew up knowing he wanted to be something in particular. He's going to tell you that story in a minute. But what I will tell you very briefly is that as Anthony was growing up, he knew he wanted to do stuff, but he kept getting held back and told, "Oh, you can't do this and you can't do that." And it was mainly sports things. And this young 6-year-old that didn't have a great deal of confidence ended up being a Paralympic gold medalist. So it's quite a story. If you haven't already heard it, I would definitely suggest you go back to the blogs, go back to the videos, back to the podcast, and you'll hear all about it. But that didn't end Anthony's story, and he's here now. He's going to tell you all about what happened next. Hi, Anthony, how are you?
Morning. I'm good, thank you.
Good.
So I'll tell you a bit about me. So I've told you about my sporting achievements, and that really gave me some confidence. And then I thought, well, I've achieved all this. So what my passion is fitness, working out. And if I can do it, then I can inspire and motivate others to do it. So I'd love to kind of get into a gym and be like, come on. Showing people how to work out, how to get fit, because if I can do it, then anyone can. So I looked around, I was like, I really want to work in a gym. So I did my fitness instructor training course. And I thought, yes, I'll go around and apply for jobs. And I got interviews in several different gyms. And I went through interviews and they're like, no, sorry, no, sorry, no, sorry. You haven't got enough experience. So I thought, okay, fair enough. So I was thinking, so how can I make myself irresistible to employers? How can I make myself so then don't want to turn, they want me so they don't turn me away? So I thought, I've got my level two, that's my basic qualification. I'll go and do my level three, my personal training qualification. And if I've got that and as many qualifications as I can, surely they can't turn me away then. So I enrolled on my personal training course, which is really expensive. But I thought it will pay off because it will help me get in where into a gym and get a job. So I did my personal training qualification, and the tutors were really, really impressed with me because I just didn't use any excuses. I was throwing myself into all the workouts. I remember we were doing fitness tests and learning how to do fitness tests, and I was bombing it along on the treadmills, not quick as I can. And the able-bodied people were pouring and sweating, really struggling, and I'm just bombing it along. And everyone's looking like, my God, how's this guy doing it? And I'm lifting all the weights the same as everyone. And everyone's like, oh my God. And the tutor was like, I love how you just throw yourself in and you just go for it. And they were like, once you qualify, you're going to go on to big things and you're really going to inspire people and get. So that was really building my confidence. I was like, yes, I can do this. Yes. And it's something I really wanted to do. So then I went back to the employers with these new extra qualifications, and I actually passed all the courses. And I went, I've got this, I've got this, I've done this, I've done this. But they were still turning me away. It's like, you haven't got the image we're looking for. You still haven't got enough experience. And all I was hearing was all these excuses. I was like, I'm qualified, I've got all this. And then I'm starting to think, if I looked amazing and I had an able-bodied, they'd snap me up like that. So I thought, okay, I haven't got enough experience. Okay, so what can I do now? And I found the biggest gym in London called the YMCA. It had four floors. It was a huge gym. And I went and said to them, can I volunteer? And just, can you teach me everything you know? And I want to learn and train me up. So they're like, yeah, we'd love to do that. So I went there every week and I was working on the gym floor. I was teaching gym programs, helping people get on the machines, and they were training me up and showing me this and showing me that. And there's like, have you ever thought about teaching exercise classes? I was like, what, in front of groups of people? Oh, I haven't got the confidence to do that. I couldn't do that. It's like, oh, there's nothing to it. You give it a go. It's like, okay, I'll give it a try. And I was so, so nervous. I went over and over my notes and had a class of maybe 12 people taking part in my abs workout class. And I taught it. And once I got going, I found people were listening to me. And everything I'm saying, do this, do that, people are doing it and they're really working out. And after the workout, they're like, oh, I loved that. That was really, really good. You're better than the other guy that used to do it before. I was like, really? Oh, thanks. And the gym manager's like, see, how was that? I was like, I really enjoyed it. It's like, see, you can do it. It's like, how about you teach that class every week? It's like, yeah, no, I'd really love to. And then every week, the class grew bigger and bigger and bigger until I had about 30 people taking, went from about 12 to about 30 people. And people starting to like really enjoy it. And they're like, oh, your ab class is so difficult. And then some people actually came up with nicknames for my class. So it's like, we're going to call it Ant's Agony Abs. It's that hard. I was like, oh yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, but even though it was growing and people were taking part, I still had those few people that didn't accept me. There was one guy who turned to the class and he sat down, got his mat out, and he goes, what are you teaching the class? I was like, yeah, I teach this every week. And he turns to the girl next to him and goes, is this guy even any good? And thankfully, he spoke to a woman that came to my class every week and loved it. She goes, oh my God, he's absolutely brilliant. And he's like, oh. So I still taught the class, and he ended up walking out because he couldn't keep up with everyone else that actually did my class every week. And I just kind of thought that you shouldn't listen to those. There's always going to be people that are going to put you down, but you shouldn't listen to those because there's still plenty of people that will love you and will love what you do. You're always going to face rejection here or there, but you just got to ignore those and give it everything you've got. So I thought, I ended up doing volunteering for 4 years, and I'd done the classes, I'd done extra courses, even more courses. I'd created programs for people in the gym, and I proved that I could do the job. So I thought, I'm gonna go to more employers. So I had over 30 different interviews, and they all said, no, sorry, we haven't got the image we're looking for. And then one guy said to me, look, I'm gonna be straight with you. You can't lift weights with two hands. And you need to be able to demonstrate that. I was like, no, but I lift weights with one arm. And I'd be like, everyone, you do this exercise, but with two arms. And I explained them into it. He goes, no, I don't think it can be done that way. Not in my experience. And I was like, you've never experienced someone with a disability in the gym before. That's why. Because it is so rare. You go to the gym, there's hardly anyone with a disability in the gym.
Yeah.
And that's because they're afraid of being judged or looked at, and because the people with disabilities in the gym are the minority. But the truth is, people love seeing someone that goes out there and gives it their everything. You shouldn't worry about how you look in the gym. But I was still getting rejected, so I thought, I actually gave up on the idea of working in the gym.
Yeah.
I actually started working at Morrison's, and I absolutely hated it. It wasn't what I wanted to do. People were just complaining all the time. And because I was working in customer service, all I got was the abuse all the time. Mm. And I was like, oh, this isn't what I want to do. So I was like, I actually saw a job come up in a leisure centre locally. I was like, oh, I'll just work on reception and then try and work my way up into the gym. And it took me a long, long time. I was still teaching my volunteer classes on the side. So I still kept up my fitness work with the YMCA. But I wanted to get paid to be have an actual job that I could say was mine. So I started working on reception. Still wasn't what I wanted to do. And I was still getting all this abuse and this doesn't work, that doesn't work, this place is a shambles. I'm like, okay, sorry, yeah. Mm. But all I wanted to do was like, come on people, let's do this, let's do that. You can do this, you can do that. I wanted to show people how they could do it. And people actually didn't know anything about me, and I started telling people in reception, oh, I actually run for England and I actually teach fitness classes. And they're like, what? No way, that's amazing. I'd love to take part in your classes. If you did something like that, I'd love to take part. And so one guy actually went to the manager, he goes, let me talk to your manager. And so the manager came out and he goes, "See him? Get him in the gym and get him help teaching classes and people." And my manager's like, he didn't even know that I did all that stuff. It's like, yeah, why are we not getting you in there? So he's like, let's give you a class. So he gave me, I actually covered a class to begin with. It's called Legs, Bums and Tums, or I think a circuit training. And this was a really popular class, and it was taught by a woman. So it was all women to begin with. And this is my first class. So I walked in, and I knew I had all the experience, and I've taught classes before, and I walked in, but they didn't know. So I walked in and I'd be like, okay, everyone, we're doing this. And these group of women just looked at me and goes, what are you teaching it? And about 10 of them just walked out. I was like, okay, but at least 20 of them stayed. So I was like, I'm going to make this the best class you've ever done. So we worked out hard. We gave it everything. And they came up to me and was like, oh, that was amazing. That was a really good class. And so we did that every week. And then eventually that class actually grew from 20 to 40 people. And it was getting busier and busier and busier. And people actually started to learn about me. And it's like, oh, you're the running guy. You're the disabled guy that does workouts. So I started building a reputation for myself. And I was kind of, I ignored those that didn't want to do it or rejected it. And I just worked on those who did want it and wanted to do as much as they can, because they're the people I want to help. It's not about those small-minded people that kind of don't think you can do this, don't think you can do that. Never judge a book by its cover, because there's so much more. I had done all that stuff. I'd done all the training, I'd done all the volunteer work, but they were judging me on my appearance.
Yeah. So where are you now? And then, what are you doing now for work?
So lockdown happened shortly after that. So all the classes stopped, all the gyms closed. So I kind of thought, okay, so what now? So I was put on furlough. Then I was thinking, I was seeing Joe Wicks was doing all these exercise classes, and there's loads and hundreds of thousands of people doing exercise classes online, but they're all high impact, high mobility, high energy stuff. And I was like, well, the main people who are stuck indoors at the moment are the elderly or the injured or the people with disabilities. They're just stuck indoors. And sitting indoors, you're just going to deteriorate because you're not going to use your muscles, you're not going to get that exercise. So I thought the people that need exercise the most are the people with disabilities and older adults. So I decided to create a YouTube channel, which was seated exercises. And it was exercises to get people's bodies moving, get people's muscles moving, engage their bodies, and it's getting their minds active. So I started doing exercise classes on there. And people actually really, really enjoying it, saying, wow, thank you for this. I really enjoyed this. I did this with my husband. I did this with my wife today. We did it together. And it's given me something to do with my day instead of sitting around. And it was getting their energy up instead of sitting around. And it's kind of, I actually realized that creating a YouTube is actually really helping people. It would make a difference, because this is such hard times in lockdown at the moment. Yeah. And you just got to, even though it's hard times, you just got to find a way around it. Find a way around those barriers. Find something you can do to help others, because there's so many struggling at the moment.
If anybody wants to find you, I say if anybody, if everybody wants to find you, how are they going to find you?
So if you go on YouTube, you type in Working Out with Ant, and that is my exercise channel. Or if you want to see me and my running and my personal story, you search The Inspirational Runner, and they're my two different channels. But if you'd like to do the workouts, go to Working Out with Ant. I have a workout class that we do every day from Monday to Friday, and we do balancing work, we do arm work, we do seated work for people in wheelchairs, and we do some leg exercises but sitting down, just to get the body moving and the blood flowing through the muscles. And because by doing that, you're keeping the brain active, and if the brain's getting the messages to those muscles, actually increases the message pathways, because if you're not getting the brain sending those messages to the muscles, then those pathways become clogged up. They don't become as clear, because the more you use it, then the stronger those signals are going to be getting through. So it's really, really important that you stay active.
So brain health actually benefits from moving and doing exercise.
100%. Because the brain's a muscle. And if you're not using the muscles, then the brain thinks, oh, it doesn't need those muscles anymore. So it starts to waste the muscles away. It's a bit like a bodybuilder. The more they work out, the stronger they get. When they stop working out, the brain thinks, oh, they don't need those muscles anymore. So they take some of it away and the muscle starts to get smaller. Same with the brain. The brain's a muscle. If you're not engaging the brain and using the brain, then it thinks, oh, you don't need to use and don't need to use it as much anymore. So we'll take that part away. And that's how kind of Alzheimer's starts and things like that. So that's why people kind of, that's why when they retire or stop doing being as active as they were, things like mental disabilities start to creep in, like Alzheimer's, start to forget things because the brain isn't as active anymore. That's why brain gains, reading, working out, extremely important for the brain and the body.
That's great to know. And I know for myself, because as you know, I still have seizures, and it's very easy to sit back and say, I don't want to do this now. And my brain is tired. I'm brain tired. I'm scared. And I just have those days. And anybody that has seizures will know you have a few days to get over it. And in that few days, there's fear. But actually knowing, hearing your story, it's a massive inspiration to me. And it really is a bit of a kick up the bum to say, get up, move, and you'll feel better, because there are very many days. And that goes for anybody, very many days, especially 100%. In the current circumstances.
All you need is 15 to 30 minutes a day. And there's 12 hours in a day. Or 24 hours in a day. Yeah. 15 minutes to 30 minutes is nothing for 24 hours. Just do your bit and then you can relax. You can say, just set yourself a goal each day. Today I'm going to do a bit of reading. Today I'm going to do ANTS level 1 workout. And that's my goal for the day.
Yeah.
That's all you need. And that will get you through each day. And then you have something to look forward to.
I think I'm going to put an alarm on my phone. Just saying, message Anne for a bit of inspiration. And as always, it's an absolute joy to talk to you. You really are a massive inspiration to me, and I'm sure, I have no doubt, that you will grow your popularity. People all over the world should hear your story, and I certainly will be pushing it as much as I can. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And yes, thank you. And we'll definitely be in touch soon anyway. I can't imagine not having you as a friend in my life now. And I hope that goes for everybody else. So
anyone wants any advice, send me a message and I'll get back to you whenever I can.
How is the best way for anybody to contact you?
So if you can go on my YouTube channel, you can message through there.
Okay.
Or you can send me a message on social media, Instagram or Facebook.
Okay. And that's Working Out with Ant, isn't it?
It is, yes. I am going to create a Facebook group for exercise with disabilities. So when I do that, I'll let you know, and then we can get a community group going where we can chat and exchange ideas and help everyone as a community.
Yeah, count me in. If you want to read or see any more of Ant's stories, you'll also find him on social media as the Inspirational Runner. I can absolutely hold my hands up and say it's a brilliant read. And thank you so much. Have a great rest of the day. I hope everybody's enjoyed our story, and speak to you soon.
Yep, see you soon. Thank you for having me. Bye.
Take care. Bye now.